Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, December 9th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Tony Frazee from the Gateway Bible Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
God Almighty, we recognize you as the sovereign creator, sovereign over the nations of the earth, and we ask you for your blessing continued upon our nation. Watch over our sons and daughters that serve in our military, and we ask your blessings on Mesa, Arizona, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. I failed to recognize that Councilmember Summers is out of town, is not with us. I don't believe he's on the phone, or is he? Councilmember Summers? Okay, it doesn't sound like he was able to join us. The first item on the agenda, then, is the consent agenda. The consent agenda will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Bahia de Kino, 1040 West Broadway. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Circle K, 9228 East Guadalupe. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for fingerprinting services for the Human Resources Department. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for boiler maintenance and repair for the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for heavy-duty truck brake and wheel parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on 3-year term contract for line clearance and tree trimming removal services for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4E, act on 1-year lease agreement for one gas chromatograph mass spectrometer for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase replacement workstation for the automated fingerprint identification system for the police department. This purchase is grant funded by the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase one replacement vehicle for the engineering department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase 13 replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Water Resources Department and one replacement light-duty pickup truck for the Transportation Department. These purchases are funded by the Utility Replacement and Renewal Fund and the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4I, act on 3-year term contract for backflow testing and repair services for various city departments. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase software for wastewater asset management for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on 5-year term contract for bike sharing program for the Transportation Department. Item 4L, act on contract for the Oakland A's Spring Training Facility. The funding is available from the Spring Training Construction Fund. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through a grant award from the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority for playground equipment for the Medina and Hawes Park project. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the Airport Development Reimbursable Grant Agreement with the State of Arizona for construction of a runway guard light system at Falcon Field Airport. The majority of funding is from the Federal Aviation Administration. There's also state funding that is matched by the city. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the Airport Development Reimbursable Grant Agreement with the State of Arizona for reconstruction of existing Falcon and terminal aircraft parking aprons at Falcon Field Airport. Most of the funding is from the state. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding through a memorandum of understanding with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to provide overtime funding for police officers assigned to the ATF Violent Crime Task Force. Item 5E, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept grant agreements funding from the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. Item 5F, Act on Resolution authorizing the City Manager to accept funding made available through a grant award from the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority of Arizona for the creation of low-impact development guidelines and standards. Item 5G, Act on Resolution approving the final assessments for the Elliott Road improvements located on Elliott Road from Signal Butte Road and continuing west approximately 1,600 feet. Item 5H, Act on Resolution requesting City Council give staff approval to continue negotiations to acquire property on the northwest corner of Signal Butte and Elliott Roads for the Signal Butte and Elliott Road Intersection Improvement Project, and authorizing and directing that fee title, easements, or other interest in and possession of certain real property be acquired by the City of Mesa under the power of eminent domain as a matter of public necessity. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z13-055, the 4100 block of East Southern Avenue, located on the southwest corner of East Southern Avenue and South Norfolk. Rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single resident subdivision. Item 6B, Introduction of Ordinance regarding Z13-057, the 3600 and 3900 blocks of East Brown Road, located on the southeast corner of East Brown Road and North Val Vista Drive. Rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 7A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-051, the 8900 block of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McKellips Road on the west side of Ellsworth Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow a single residence subdivision in Parcel 2 of the Mountain Bridge Master Plan. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? I have a request from one citizen to remove item 4K from the consent agenda. So item 4K is removed from the consent agenda. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Summers absent, and the motion carries. Item 4K is a 5-year term contract for bike sharing program for the Transportation Department. We have PJ O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley, please come on up. If you'd state your, once again for the record, your name and address, and you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Peter O'Malley, and my address is 321 North Higley Road in Mesa, 85205. The fact that the City of Mesa is thinking about going into business renting bicycles is preposterous, ludicrous, and frankly, quite tacky. You have no right or reason to use $200,000 of our money each year for 5 years going into a direct competition with bike stores, some of which rent bikes themselves. The city, encouraging bike rentals, automatically decreases sales of bikes. How dare you? What possible notion can you have for creating a virtual monopoly on bike rentals against the legitimate free enterprise of business people who count on revenue from this economic activity to generate sales that they use in delivering to the city's coffers taxes that support the scandalous, irresponsible, corruptive, greed-breeding pay raises you all have your dirty little hands stretched out for? Your job is not to promote bike riding along the light rail. That's for the citizens to decide. Your job is to provide a safe working environment for us peons, not to design our lives into a fairy tale farce of a future laden with your convoluted visions of socialism. I'm asking the council to decease and desist from its patented scheme to prostitute its mission of launching this diabolical plan.
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley. Do I have a motion to on item 4K? Okay, we'll just do it. Okay, now we have a motion from Councilman Kavanaugh to approve, a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Summers absent. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 8A, adopting an ordinance of the City Council acknowledging receipt of the report of the recommendation of the Independent Commission on Compensation for elected officials and increasing the compensation for the offices of Mayor and City Council. Once again, this is the second time we've had a report from this commission. The city charter requires the city council to enact these, and the city council through a variety of motions and ordinances established the Citizens Independent Commission on Compensation of Elected Officials, who have come back a report that have recommended changes in compensation that will go into effect in 2015. We have three requests to speak on this item. We'll begin with Marcus Ray, and then we'll go to Mr. Gene Defoe once again. And can we make sure that the timer is working? Thank you. Mr. Ray, if you'd state your name and address, and 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Marcus Ray, 1761 North Silverton Circle, Mesa, Arizona, 85203. I'm actually here to speak against pay raises. I find it a little asinine that you would vote for your own pay raise. I actually have a letter here from somebody who wasn't able to make it, and it touches on a few subjects, but I'll go ahead and read some of it. I've lived in Mesa almost all my life. I attended Adams, Redbird, Holmes, Emerson, Carson, and graduated from Westwood High School. My husband and I are happy to be raising our family here, and we're planning on staying. I have watched with concern as our mayor and city council have almost doubled the size of our budget in the past 10 years, $700 million to $1.2 billion. Even though our population hasn't increased, and have advocated for two property tax increases and city bonds, which have almost maxed out to Arizona's legal limit. Last year, city council voted on increasing the mayor's and the council's pay. It was narrowly defeated, and tonight we're voting on it again. It's actually expected to pass this time, which is very, very unfortunate. The mayor's salary is going to go from $38,300 to $73,545. Council's salary will go from $19,200 to $36,832. You guys are talking about a 90% increase in your pay. I'm just starting to get into politics. I'm really interested in it, and it's something that I actually plan on pursuing in my future, and never once in every thought that I've had, everything that's crossed my brain, I have never thought about the money for joining politics. For me, it's always about the better of the people. It's always about what can we do to help the people. I can't imagine somebody wanting to get into politics for money. That's the absolute evil right there. Somebody who is just there. What's the right word? They're just full of greed. I just went to the House of Representatives, and I was at they were doing a presentation for Representative Olson's bill, which is to make state businesses accountable for what their expenses are. And I think you guys should stop funding everything, until these state businesses account for where their money goes and starts giving receipts for what they spend their money on, because in other states it's been proven that it lowers 35%, saves the state 35% of their money by making it a competitive environment. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Marcus. Well, excuse me. We don't do that in the council. Sorry. Glad you're excited, but we have a protocol here and we all follow it, so thank you. Mr. Gene Defoe.
I'm Gene Defoe. I live at 510 East Ingram Street, Mesa, 85203. I, too, am opposed to the increase in salaries at this time. We have too much financial problems with the federal government, with the state government, and we don't need the city government to add more to this. And with that, I'm going to, and I also represent the Red Mountain Tea Party. And with that, I'll end my comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gene. Next, Mr. David Lane. David?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. My name is David Lane. I live at 1512 East Dolphin in Council District Number 4. I believe myself that it's past time to increase the salaries of the mayor and the council. My reasoning is that the token salaries of these leaders of our community limits the ability of some members of the community to seek to serve the city. Mesa has grown almost exponentially in the last few years and will only continue to grow. Presently, the enterprise of City of Mesa has a budget in the neighborhood of $1.3 billion. It's clear to me that once that to be an effective leader, it will take far more than a few evenings and meetings here and there to effectively lead this city. The time commitment means that a person wishing to serve but not in a financial or an employment situation must make an excessive sacrifice and may make a member of the community decide that he just can't do that. Mesa is a major city. It's no longer the sleepy bedroom community that's east of Phoenix. Therefore, I would encourage you to take the courageous step and vote in favor of accepting the recommendation of the council on compensation for elected officials, which is in itself composed of citizens of our city of Mesa. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, let me see. I think that's all the cards. Do we have any more? That's it. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion to approve item 8A from Councilmember Cavanaugh. Do we have a second? We have a second, Councilmember Richens. Questions or comments? Question. Vice Mayor.
Question for the city attorney. When is the effective date of this ordinance? What are we voting on tonight?
The ordinance addresses different issues. The annual salary, so that is actually adjusting the salary of the council, that will become effective in January 2015, so about 13 months from now. And the reason that is delayed is because of language in the charter and language in the Arizona Constitution that requires you wait until a new council is seated. So you have to wait until after an election. So the salary adjustment will not take effect for nearly 13 months. The car allowance and the phone allowance or communication allowance, those are reimbursement expenses. Those will take effect 30 days after the ordinance is adopted.
Okay, and you'd mentioned about coinciding with the new council. Again, we have the, if you could just break down the elections and when they're seated.
Sure. actually, what the charter says is that the salary adjustment may not take effect prior to the commencement of the terms of a council members elected at the next regular election. So the next regular election for the council members would be November 2014. So we would have to wait, and that new council will be seated in January 2015. So under our charter, the salary adjustments may not take effect until the new council is seated, which would be January 2015.
Okay. Mayor, if I could make a comment. So I just needed that clarity, and I've understood pieces of that. I want you to know that I'm going to be supporting this ordinance, and I'm looking over to young Mr. Ray and to anybody else in the Tea Party that might be watching. My deal has always been that this should be about the next council. Voted against the original proposal because the perception that I would be voting for myself, some sort of pay raise, which was put out again here. If anybody thinks that I'm voting for this for my own purpose or my own enrichment, you are sorely mistaken. But I'm ready and willing to accept the commission's recommendation and to vote for the next council. That half of us, because the way the charter's lined up, half the council is voted in one cycle and the other half in the other cycle. And so that is what I'm doing. I don't know, there's no real other way to accomplish this, but I'm trying to do the right thing for the next council. So I'm voting to support this, and that's where I'm coming from.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Any other questions or comments? I'm also supporting this. It was right a year ago. It's right now. It's a thing the 38th largest city in the country needs to do, and I appreciate the fact that it, boy, if you listen to the rumors, it won't apply to me at all. So, but I want my successor. I want my successor. And I want to have the best candidates we possibly can. And right now we have an exclusionary policy that keeps good people from serving. So I will be supporting it. Need no further questions or comments, please vote. The vote is 5-1 with Councilmember Gloving voting nay and Councilmember Summers absent. The motion carries. Ms. Nixon, is there any questions to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.